What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
And for episode 42 of What the Fuck, we welcome back JJ!
Jillian
Jones. She is back from her special assignment, which we can't really talk about, but those of you who know how to read between the lines, are you pretty much know where she was.
It was a sexy assignment.
Is anything you do not a sexy assignment?
I don't know.
Everything you do.
Teaching girls how to work the corner proper and how their boots are tax deductible.
Only if they go to a place like adamandeve.com and use the promo code WHAT, they would end up getting 50% off of a single item, including hooker boots.
Mm-hmm.
They would get free shipping in the United States. They would get 3 free DVDs on top of the item, and they'd even get a free mystery gift, like maybe lube to get their feet in the hooker boots. I don't know.
Oh, no.
I honestly don't even know if they sell hooker boots.
But... you don't need lube to get into those fuckers. Some of them you do. I prefer the corset ones because then you can kind of... Speaking of corsets, I got these like kick-ass knee highs. I know this is completely unrelated, but they are corset backing knee highs.
You've been gone for 2 weeks. You're allowed to ramble a little bit.
I have. I know. And I was telling Josh earlier, I got stung by a bee for the first time in my life the last couple days, a couple days ago. And I'm mildly allergic, possibly. It started swelling up a bit and the whole stinger didn't go in. And this fucker dive bombed me. It was a kamikaze bee. And apparently I was standing under a bee's nest that was off to the left in the overhang, but it wasn't visible. It was like this great thing. And so we told them, we're like, yeah, you might want to call the landlord on that because you've got a nest up there. Person's wife that lives there is highly allergic to bees. So she's all, I am not going on the deck. And so, yeah, a little dive bomb kamikaze bee stung the shit out of me. And I had never been stung before. So I was just like, is it supposed to burn? Like my arm felt like it was on fire. And then it was one of those delayed reactions. It was like, ow, that really hurt. Ow. Ow. Son of a. Ow. Like, I'm like, I'm fine. It just hurts like a bitch, man. God. But I am alive and I'm back and I missed all of you. Kind of Josh. I missed you too, I guess.
So you missed the listeners more than you missed me. That sucks.
I've been talking to you while I was gone, though.
That's not the point.
You and your stories.
Ugh.
All right, let's get going.
Speaking of stories.
BTW, okay. I like that you caught what I was doing there with the segue. I was very proud you picked up on that. No, I seriously did that on purpose. I was like, if he doesn't get this, I'm going to give him so much crap.
You give me crap anyway.
Well, yeah, but this would be well-deserved crap. Continue.
Fair enough. I was going to say, for this week's...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Get a nice clean one when Jillian's not being a boober in the background.
You called me a boober.
I did.
Two of them. My double D's of justice.
They actually made a movie out of that, the Double D Avenger. But that's
different. Actually, it was from C-Lab 2021 when he was the Adrian Barbeau bot with his double D's of justice.
No, but they actually made a movie in the 80s called The Double D Avenger, where a secret agent would smother the commies with her boobs.
I like Captain Murphy's Double D's of Justice better.
Well, still. For this week's Florida woman, who is not an attractive woman, she's 47 years old, was picked up for soliciting an undercover police officer. Now,
You had to qualify that she's not attractive, she's 40 years old. I find something wrong with that, just saying.
The article said she's 47, and they showed a picture of her, and she is not an attractive woman.
Okay,
so
it was just the way you said it. You said she is not an attractive woman. She's 40 years old, and I just kind of had to be like, whoa.
No. I get into the whole MILF thing, Jillian. I'm into older women if they look good. This woman, I think she could make more money picking up cans on the side of the road than she could as a prostitute. That was the point I was trying to make.
I just wanted to make sure I didn't have to come over there and cyber smack you.
All right, now, Jillian, I know you know this, but for the audience out there, just guess what she was charging for her services to this undercover officer. You guess yet? You're wrong. It was for 2 McDoubles off of the dollar menu in the McDonald's parking lot. That was the cost for her services.
Oh, Christ.
I mean, Jillian, I knew our economy was bad. I didn't know our economy was that bad.
See, that's why I tell people when they're like, oh, I don't need my change. It's just a nickel. And I'm like, well, hey, if you're a nickel short for a cheeseburger, you don't get a cheeseburger. So I guess this lady just hadn't been picking up her change. And she was like, fuck, really need a cheeseburger. What can I do?
I can go down on a cop. I just wish
I could hear the internal monologue just kind of being like psyching yourself up. Okay, am I really going to do this? Yeah, I'm going to do this. It's just cheese. Of course somebody will ask. Yeah, let's do this. And then, wah, 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 wah.
It really makes you wonder about the special sauce they'd use at that
point.
Oh, come on. I had to.
Boo.
I had to do that. And see, you say we're not a comedy show. On Jackalope's website, we're listed as a comedy show that looks at the news. And Jillian was like, we're not a comedy show. Well, we try to be, okay?
Well, I thought comedy was funny, and that just wasn't funny. So.
Ha, ha, ha. The next thing we're going to talk about is not funny, though. It's actually very serious. Now, I need to preface this again with, I apologize for us constantly dealing with this war on women shit that the conservatives are doing. And I promise you, we will stop talking about it when the conservatives stop doing something that makes us talk about it.
So half past never, and I'm just saying this is not just a cheap shot for us to be talking about it, like apologizing. It's not a gimmick. I am so sick of it, you guys. I really am, but I have to because it's there, and it's the same meal with slightly different spice, but the spice must flow, so here you go.
Because, Jillian, we're a current events show. As long as they keep making this current events, we kind of got to talk about it, you know?
No, I am fully aware. It's just one of those, like, oh, my God. It's like if it was – it's like a zany bad comedy where it's like, hold those Republicans. They're at it again.
Wow, you have a great inbred voice there.
You and your shenanigans. Shazam.
Did you guys realize that in Alaska now, a woman cannot get an abortion without having – her husband or the father's permission? You have some night of drunken sex in Alaska. You get pregnant. You don't even know who the father is. You want to abort the baby because you're not ready to have a baby. Guess what? You can't. You legally can't. Well, sorry. They are trying to pass. It is called HB 363. Am I the only one that's offended at this, besides Jillian, who I know is offended at this? I'm asking the audience, am I the only one that's offended? They're not even hiding the fact anymore, Jillian, that this is what they want, that they want women to be submissive to men. And before you add your part.
I'm so biting my tongue.
I know. There's even something else. What happens if a woman is raped?
Yep.
Does she have to have the rapist's permission to not carry his child?
And that's the thing, too, is, you know, when you get into those stipulations, they don't want to pass any of those because then you would run into problems of, oh, no, I was raped if it was casual sex, which I will go on record. And I know I've said this before. I do not agree with abortion for, you know, problems with casual sex. But you have to understand there's people that are on certain medications or they cannot get to those medications. And if they go off those medications, it is a life-threatening condition. So you've got, you know, a lot of people, they think, oh, only people who have abortions are, you know, people loosely having sex. And there are certain situations such as, you know, getting raped, other things. So are you to say you want to take away the birth control, but you can be married and you medically cannot carry a child, but you're going to make that person carry a child? Because, and I mean, obviously, in a situation with the husband and wife, if this happens, you know, you would have the father's permission. But there's just all of these stipulations with anti-abortion laws that they don't look at. So you've got, you know, the rape situations, the situations where, you know, the mother cannot, for her safety, be pregnant and carry a child to term. And these people look at it as, well, no, you should carry the child anyways. It's like, or don't have sex. So you're saying two people who are married, committed their lives, shouldn't have sex because the mom might get pregnant and she's going to have to die. I know that's slightly going off topic of what this is, but it's just something that I don't remember explicitly covering. Not for, you know, abortion as birth control in any means whatsoever, but I think there are circumstances where abortion, not that I would have an abortion in those situations, but that, you know, I can see, okay, yeah, you know, I mean, now if you're going to a clinic and you've got a punch card because you're getting pregnant all the time because you don't want to use birth control, fuck you, something needs to be done. But then you've got, you know, with the whole issue of, okay, you need the father's permission. My thing with that is, okay, you need the father's permission. However, you cannot test the paternity of a child until a certain stage in the pregnancy. I should have looked this up earlier, but I don't remember what stage that is, but I believe it's past the stage of legal abortion, isn't it?
I believe.
Like they can't, you know, judge paternity until a certain stage in development.
I believe so.
So if you're going all that and be like, oh, the child develops, et cetera, so you're going to wait for that child to be developed to a certain point of paternity because who's to say you don't get your friend, you know, Jon Snow over here and be like, dude, oh, I had blah, 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 or I was raped. Can you sign this? You know, so there's going to be that whole thing. So how do you know that the person signing that form, giving permission, is actually the father? So that is just a whole nother issue. So I say they should just do the midichlorians defense and be, there was no father 1 minute and then he was born, which is bullshit, but I won't go into Star Wars thing. But that's,
well, but see, to me, there's a bigger issue at stake here. And that is this whole, why do women have to be subjugated by men? Why do women have to have this submissive role? You see this more and more with this Tea Party thing. This is not necessarily a Republican thing, but it's definitely a conservative thing. That, I mean, there's been this big push. Women should not work. Women should just be the child care provider.
Hold on, that'll segue into our next. Let's handle that in the next one, because that does kind of segue.
But it,
so in the next.
Well, it does, but why? What is wrong? Why are these people so afraid of a woman that actually can decide for herself what she wants to happen with her body?
Well, and that issue is too, you know, I can somewhat, now that I agree with it, I can somewhat see if they're coming from the point of boyfriend and girlfriend, girl gets pregnant, she's like, fuck no, I don't want a kid. And the father's like, no, I'd really like you to have this kid. And it's like, yes, you can't control the woman's body. However, in these situations where, you know, they're like, oh no, you have to get the father's right for abortion. Or, you know, you have to have this baby, you know, abortion is completely outlawed. Okay. You're going to have kids being put into foster care, unwanted babies staying with families, and then most likely getting abused and or neglected, because a lot of times that's what happens, is the mother, unfortunately, takes it out on the child because it's an unwanted child, or, you know, it was a rape baby, what have you, because for some reason she was denied the abortion. It begs to differ. If you're going to force that woman to have a baby, is the father going to pay for all the medical expenses? Is the father going to pay to raise the child? Is the father going to take the child that the mother did not want? I can guarantee you, in most of those cases, the father is not going to want to have shit to do with that baby. You know, afterwards, you get that all the time where you have, you know, couples that are like, no, let's have the baby. Shit happens. They break up and then it's a deadbeat dad. So you cannot say that, you know, you can't have an abortion. You have to carry this. And then the father says, no, you have to have this baby. All right. Are you going to pay for everything? Because I can, you know, if the mom doesn't want the baby, unless there's that bond and okay, I guess I will raise this child or what have you, because there are mothers who will give their baby to adoption and then change their mind once they have the baby. So I'm not saying that's something that never happens. But in the case where, you know, it's like, okay, I have the baby. What do you want me to do with it? It's like once the baby leaves that womb, the government really doesn't want to deal with it. They're just like, stay in foster care. Do this, you know, do that. Like, it's like there is so much concern over a mother's body and the baby inside the mother until that baby is actually born. It's like, well, we did our duty. You're born. You are on your own, kid. And that's why I want to
do it. And these are the same people that cut funding for Head Start and yes. schools and after school programs. And like you said, you know, it's like George Carlin said, we're all for the rights of the unborn. Once you're born, you're on your own.
Oh yeah. No, I didn't know that. Sorry. I didn't know I was reiterating something.
Yes. You were reiterating George Carlin. So you were reiterating one of the kings.
S-M-R-T.
And then it also goes, well, Alaska's not the only state being stupid when it comes to women right now. My state of Wisconsin just decided about 3 days before we record this that they're going to be stupid.
Now, I would move. I'm sorry. In some of these states where this shit is going on, I know I'm cutting you off. I apologize. Like, even with the Florida law, which we won't go into right now because I'm sure that'll be down. But, like, these certain laws that are just insane, I fucking move. And I know that's not right to be like, well, I shouldn't have to move. It should be this way. I'm sorry. If, like, shit goes down in Illinois like this, I'm like, out. I'm not being a part of this. This is just so ridiculous. I will move from fucking state to state. I'll fucking move to Japan and be with my people that I love so much to get out of this.
You do know
shit.
You're not it's Japanese, right? You're Italian.
Okay. I know I'm Italian. When I say, okay, when I talk about like going to cons, I talk about being with my people. Like I love Japanese culture. I won't get into it because it's completely off, you know, subject. But if I've always said, like, since I was 12, I was like, if I ever win the lotto, I am too dumb and or lazy to learn the Japanese language. So what I would do if I won the lotto is hire a Japanese person to just follow me around and translate everything for me so I could live in Japan.
But
yes, sorry, I digress.
So here in Wisconsin, now Scott Walker, I think at this point, because you got to remember, he was elected under cloudy circumstances. He has made no bones about the fact that he is working for the Tea Party, not the Tea Party working for him.
Wait, can you explain cloudy circumstances?
Let's just say his election was not exactly on the up and up when he won. It was contested multiple times, and so it's one of those, yeah, he might have won, but he probably had a lot of backroom dealing to do it.
George Bush, excuse me.
Yes.
Oh, that's a bad call.
So he is now being recalled because people got so pissed over what he did to the unions. Fine. So basically, his time is limited in Wisconsin right now. He seems to be doing I'm going to do as much damage as I can before I leave. That seems to be what Scott Walker's doing right now. Because guess what, fellow Wisconsinites? He just repealed the Equal Pay Enforcement Act. Which means not only do you not have as many avenues now if you are being discriminated against in your workplace pay-wise, now Wisconsin businesses legally don't have to pay women and men the same rate. They can say, well, a man doing this job is worth $10 an hour, where we only want to pay women $7 an hour, and legally we can't be taken to court over this anymore.
This is like going back to like the early mid-1900s. It's ridiculous. And I'm sorry, I don't understand it. Like, you know, you already get the whole 77 cents on a dollar things and what have you, but it's the same fucking job. I don't understand it. This whole thing, if they're trying to take women back so much, and it sounds like they just want women in the kitchen, in the home, making babies, they're trying to push them out of jobs. Okay, if you want to do that, then take the economy back to where men only had to work. Because it is impossible, implausible this day. It's very rare that you can have a situation where only one of the parents has to work. Especially, you know, even couples. You've got situations where boyfriends and girlfriends who live together or husband and wife don't have any kids. They both have to work because it's just insane between rent and food and, you know, just living and, you know, mobility with having a car. It's almost, you know, it's very improbable that they can just have one person work. So they have to both have jobs to survive. Whereas, you know, in the olden days, what have you, men could, you know, work and women would take care of the house and they weren't hurting for money. But the economy sucks so bad now that you're going to make it harder for women to live on their own. Single moms are pretty much fucked in this situation because they're going to be getting paid way less for a quote unquote good job. And it doesn't make sense. It's digressing, and then the, you know, future is getting harder to, you know, make a comfortable lifestyle. You've got, you know, the upper middle class disappearing. It's either the rich, you know, the middle class, like just, you know, making it so, and then you've got the lower class who are just grinding to the stone, just trying to survive. And I don't understand how these are the issues they want to focus on, is just these women's issues. And it really doesn't make sense. You've got all of these much more pressing issues that should be handled, and they're wanting to just deal with putting restraints on women. I really don't understand
because
it. And
I'm
not even saying that as a woman. I know a lot of even men are just like, this is what is going on? Like, that's ridiculous. Like, I don't know any men outside of political dealings who are like, yep, that we should totally do this. I want, you know, you, my government official, to be focusing on this. What do you care?
What I think it is, it really comes down to this whole conservative notion. You've got Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity and whatnot, all trying to get back to this fantasy, conservative, beautiful, perfect America of the 1950s. You know, if you weren't a woman,
Donna
or black
Reed
or gay,
and like
or,
the dress
right.
and the pearls, vacuuming while her husband comes home, giving
right.
the bad lunches to the kids and kissing them on the doors.
That's what they want to get back to. They think that's what real America is. And they seem to be doing everything in their power to bring that about. And like I said, Scott Walker, he just keeps making one law after another that is going to be overturned on appeal. To the point where it literally looks like, oh yeah, you fuckers don't want me here? I'm going to wreck this place before I leave. Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like. It looks like he is just literally trying to do as much damage as he can before he is kicked out of office.
I mean, it kind of makes you wonder, these people have no line. Like, they've crossed it and they've thrown up on it. I am scared. Like, I would not be surprised. I would be appalled, but not surprised if in the future they're like, married couples have to have one child to, like, keep blah, blah, going. There needs to be arranged marriages where the parents pick the perfect suitors and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's just going to get more digressive and ridiculous to where I don't even know. I weep for the future. I really do.
But
like,
see, the other issue
all of this
is,
stuff going on, I really am afraid of what is going to happen.
But Jay, here's the other issue is, and this is part of a much more broad issue. This comes back down to the Republicans are always the ones who are going, we want to get government out of your life. To them, that means we let business do whatever it wants. Do you really think, not counting business interests right now, that anyone in this state is going to be better off if a business can pay a woman less than a man to do the exact same work? The only people that win in this are the businesses. Ironically enough, guess where Scott Walker gets all his money? From big business.
Don't say
it. I see. Yeah. This is the thing about Scott Walker. This is the only thing I respect him for. He doesn't even pretend he's not corrupt. He doesn't even try to hide it at this point. I got to give him a little props for the fact that he's basically a Bond villain, and he doesn't care.
This is my evil, diabolical plan that I have set into place.
Right. It's like, I do give him a little bit of props for that, that most politicians at least try and pretend they're not corrupt. Scott Walker goes, yeah, I'm corrupt. Prove it in court.
I really want to make like a gif now of him just maniacally laughing with his hands up with lightning striking behind.
Oh, I'm sure you will. We can put it up on the webpage.
I just kind of want to add, it's like, where is the line on that? Because now I'm really wondering what they're going to start doing sexual harassment-wise. Because if you are taking it back this much, you know it's going to get down to that point where it's like, well, you know, workplaces like this, men can do this. Oh, you know, slap the girl on the ass.
I was just
say,
about to say, are we going to get back to where you can call your secretary honey and sweet tush?
Yeah. Let's just make it like it was Mad Men, because Mad Men is awesome. But if that's what we want to get to, then just make it full-on Mad Men.
Only if we have big-titted redheaded women.
I can dye my hair red. I've done it before.
All right. When we come back after the heart attack segment, it's not going to be necessarily lighter, but it's definitely some stranger stuff coming.
Yes.
Hi.
New York, New York. 10036. Pro Country. Canon Films presents, for mature adults, Death of a Hooker. Making love is easy. Making it through the night is another story. Death of a Hooker. Filmed in color in Pro Country. Battleground for the best in the business. Death of a Hooker.
All right, are all of you out there prepared for another heart attack? What do you say, Hart?
Yeah, I think I'm fucking ready for a little bit of fun.
I wouldn't exactly call this fun what we're going to be talking about tonight. Let's talk a little bit about strip searches and sexual humiliation as political tools.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting. Everybody wants to talk about Rick Santorum's crappy comments about Christianity or what Romney said lately, but no one's really paying attention to what's going on now. The Supreme Court has been ruling on several different laws and bills that are giving the government some pretty scary power. I mean, they recently ruled that the NDAA, arrested forever at any time, and H.R. 347, the trespass bill, which gives you a 10-year sentence for protesting anywhere near someone with Secret Service protection. Well, I have a real problem with that one, because if Secret Service is working and protecting somebody, how the fuck are you supposed to know as Joe Citizen? They don't hang up signs out there. They don't notify the public that Secret Service is going to be working. So it's kind of like a fucked up law right there. And now, what's the latest thing they've ruled for? Well, let's say you're out walking your dog and you didn't have a leash and they arrest you for it. Now you can be strip searched. They can tell you turn around, squat, cough, spread your cheeks.
And
it's insane.
What's to stop them from going, some corrupt cop or something going, you know what, that chick's got really big boobs. I wonder if they're real. Let's trump up some charge. I want to feel up her boobs.
Well, here's the thing. The justices ruled for this, saying that it's okay to do strip searches because it prevents concealing and smuggling in weapons and contraband into the prison systems. But the people that have been arrested at this stage of the game, that is, they're not yet convicted of any crime, and they certainly haven't been introduced into a prison population. So why are they being forced and sexually degraded with these strip searches for, you didn't pay your parking ticket, strip search. You didn't show up to court and there's a warrant out for you for that, strip search. It's pretty damn scary, folks. And let's face it, there's a long, long path of the government using forced nudity to enact political change. Look at what happened in Iraq with Guantanamo and what happened in Cuba with Guantanamo Bay. You know, those jailers with all those famous photographs of those naked Iraqi soldiers piled up on each other naked with the jailers laughing and joking. Those jailers were trained by the American prison system from the American prison system. I think we got a lot to be afraid of here, folks.
Well, yeah, what it comes down to is there's no better deterrent than sexual humiliation. The strip search, maybe we'll do it right on the public street where the old guy across the street's going to see you, where your son is going to see you. What better way to determine future crime, Minority Report style, than to always threaten, and you know what? We maybe can make you naked in public.
Well, let's talk about that. Look at the TSA groping that we've got right now, the quote security people at the airports that grope us. They don't do that in Britain. Britain's got bombs going off all the time. They've had a terrorism war going on with the IRA for decades, folks, decades, where their trains were being bombed. But you don't see the Brits getting their genitals groped by security people at any time.
The Israelis have one of the loosest, they have one of the loosest security policies out there, yet they have one of the tightest securities out there. You know why? They politically profile, and it does happen to work. I can't believe I'm coming down on the side of profiling, but in their case, it does happen to work.
Well, you know, the scary thing about the Supreme Court Justice Kennedy's use, well, what he wrote, he uses the term detainees. And he's using that term, detainees, for United States citizens under arrest. When did Americans become detainees, this subhuman term? It's normally used in association with terrorists, and it normally applies to people that don't have any rights. So I think that we really need to take a look at these lawmakers that are in office right now, and we really need to take a hard look at these guys, and we really need to let them know, hey, you work for us. Pissing us off. There was a person who made a comment, I think it was on Facebook or something, Josh mentioned to me, that he said that Josh and I were a couple of guys that were in need of anger management. Well, listen up, folks. If you're not fucking pissed about the things that we've been talking to and talking about on this show, if you're not fucking raving angry about the police illegally surveilling you, illegally tracking your every movement via cell phone, downloading your text messages when your freaking phone's asleep, getting their own surveillance equipment so they don't even have to go to the phone company with a court order to listen in on you. If you're not pissed about that, what the fuck does it take to get you fucking pissed? Is it a dick up your ass and your face in the floor in the middle of your living room in front of your children? I mean, there's some really scary stuff happening in this country right under our noses right now. And we're the voters. We're the people that voted these political lawmakers into office. It's us. We're the ones responsible. So we got to get up and we got to let these guys know that this stuff is bullshit. The NSA listening to every single email in the world, all of our emails, that's no fucking good. And the lawmakers are the ones that are in charge. And we got to let them know that we, the people of America, control their jobs.
But that's part of the problem. Most people just want to sit back and go, well, it doesn't affect me right now, so I'm fine with it. Nobody wants to be the first one to make that stand. They all want to let the guy next door do it. And what's going to happen then? By the time they come to get you, there's not going to be anyone left to stand up because you failed to stand up for the guy next door, you fucking pricks.
The NYPD has been telling people that safety issues allow the NYPD to make arrests at will. Let's say you're just going to your job, happen to be walking by one of these protest marches. You could be scooped up and you could be strip searched. And now what happens if Secret Service was in the area? You were just going to work and you got scooped up in it. I mean, this is some serious, there's so much room for abuse and rampant suppression of political thought. This is some really, really frightening stuff. I mean, I can see why a lot of the youngsters out there and a lot of the young people I've been talking to, they seem very gun-shy. They're all about bashing some celebrity or talking shit about some rock star, but none of these punks want to talk about real issues. They don't want to talk about the things that really matter, like the all-seeing data mining technology that's being used on us, the terrifying police powers to sexually abuse and humiliate us at will. I mean, the idea that you could be gacked for walking your dog without a leash, and the next thing you know, you're freaking strip searched and they're probing your body cavity? This is some really fucked up shit.
You know, people always call people like you and I a doomsayer because we keep saying we're slowly being turned into 1984. Well, guess what? That's what they want. It happens so slowly, you don't notice it happening.
There are now 1,271 government agencies and 1,931 private companies that work on programs related to counterterrorism, homeland security, and intelligence in about 10,000 locations across the United States. The Washington Post reported this in a 2010 series by Dana Priest and William M. Arkin. There are 854,000 people with top secret security clearances in Washington, D.C. In the surrounding area, there's 33 building complexes for top secret intelligence work under construction or have been built since September 2011. There's some really scary shit being brought down to bear on us. We've got time to make changes. All these things can be changed. It's not a doomsayer. We are the canaries in the coal mine. We're singing out for you folks to enact what you need to do to protect yourselves. These people work for us. They do. And they will do what the voters get them to do. And that's the reality of it until they push this too far. I think that we are at a very scary point in American history, and America's been on this edge many times in the past. You know, the whole notion that there was a government agency that was called the committee for the House of
Un-American
Activities.
Yes.
Yeah, the activity on un-American activities. It's insane. What do you mean un-American? You mean a communist was being put in jail for his political thought? But in America, you're supposed to have the freedom to have whatever political thought you want.
We don't live in America. We live in America with a K. Remember that old miniseries from the 80s? That's what we're living in.
Yeah, I do. I do remember that.
Chris Rockerson.
I'm at this stage. I'm just kind of shell-shocked by this stuff, Josh. I really am.
I know, and I hate to say it, but we're running out of time for this segment. So, Hart, if people want to just kind of forget about all this real-world crap and they just want to get their horror on, I seem to remember you have a channel or something, don't you?
Yeah, you know, after all this crazy stuff, maybe you just want to put your brain in park. I mean, Lord knows I do. I don't just rant all day. You could tune into American Horrors. It's the world's best 24-hour uncut horror channel. If you have a iPhone, iPad, iPod, or an Android, just download the Film On app. That's F-I-L-M-O-N app. And get the app, and you can be watching American Horrors for free, or you can subscribe to American Horrors for just $1.95 a month. It's a 2-liter bottle of Pepsi. And we've got all kinds of crazy horror stuff you just can't find anywhere else. Good, good stuff.
I've done it. Scott from Lost in the Static just did it this week, and he wanted me to tell you, you were right. You have no real competition.
That's pretty cool to know. The fans have really been enjoying our network, and we've got people all over the world that are watching. We've got groups in Australia, Germany, a big group in the UK is really enjoying what we're doing, and the Canadians are really loving what we're up to.
Go get the Film On app, and then Hart will be back next week.
That's right, guys, and if you want to, check by our webpage at www.AmericanHorrors.com.
Frankenstein's monster can be destroyed by fire. Dracula by a silver stake driven through his heart. But nothing, nothing will avail against the absolute evil of the creeping flesh. The creeping flesh.
From Columbia Pictures, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
So, Jillian, if you go out to a restaurant, or if you're in class, or if you're out in the public and you get the wrong food, or your teacher says something you don't like, how do you react to it generally?
I am so trying to contain my laughter because I know where
because you know where this is going. But I'm just saying, go with me for a minute.
Red Lobster.
Go with me for a minute. How do you react to if you're at Red Lobster and they get your order wrong?
I just kind of sigh. I'm like, oh no, that's okay. And be like, grumble, grumble. My food's late to whoever I'm with.
There were the people at a Red Lobster in Fairview Heights, Illinois. Four women got the wrong order. So they threw their drink in the waitress's face and then started attacking her, and the four of them ganged up and started throwing punches at her because her order was wrong. And, and this was all caught on cell phone video. And by the way, I give props to the waitress. She fought back. She started swinging fucking haymakers back at these bitches. So I was happy to see that she didn't just sit and take her shit.
And when we say, you know, this happened, we're not talking argue, I'm mad at you, drink in the face, punches. It was just full on, like, psycho hose beast, wrong order, sploosh, pummel, pummel, pummel.
It was like somebody flipped a switch on one chick. And then the other three said, get her, let's help.
Yeah, that's the insane thing. It's like if I was with one of my friends, or even or just anybody, and they just like went like a meow, like at the person, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? And I would pull them off of them. I wouldn't be like, yeah, our order, let's beat the fucking, like, what were they on?
I mean, okay, I've had bad days, but I've never had a flip out moment like that in public. I mean, I've done it at work with coworkers that really pissed me off, but I think that's different.
But you didn't pummel them. It was just verbal grr.
I threw a Betacam SP tape at one of my editors once, but of course she threw something at me first.
Okay, well, we won't discuss that. However, the Red Lobster thing.
Well, and then this is just indicative of a larger trend I've been seeing. Jillian, do you remember the Chicken McNuggets drive-thru woman?
So much McDonald's scandal. I don't refresh.
She pulled up to the drive-thru. They did not have any more Chicken McNuggets. I don't know if it was just too late. They were out for the night, whatever. Well, she flipped the shit out, climbed in through the drive-thru window, and started assaulting the employees because of no chicken nuggets.
Christ!
Then there was the cheeseburger incident. This huge dude was mad because he wanted a cheeseburger, and for whatever reason, they didn't have cheese, so they only gave him a hamburger. He's flipping out, going, I want my goddamn cheeseburger! This is America! I have a right to get a goddamn cheeseburger! And he jumps over the counter and starts attacking the employees. And a bunch of other patrons of this restaurant had to hold him back, and so he starts a big brawl with them. Because you're stopping me from
shenanigans.
I don't know if that was McDonald's or Wendy's or what. That one might not have been McDonald's. I don't know. Then you've got this other
fast food. Seriously, what's in the water, people?
I think it's the fact of what's in the fast food. You also have the incident at the Florida Atlantic University. A student, a black student. Now, this is relevant, the fact that she's black, okay? That's not
just... Yeah, because she, like, before we get on, like, it's relevant because she starts saying racist marks toward her white classmates, and it's out of nowhere. Like, they weren't even talking racism. So let's just establish that before you're, like, grown.
They were talking evolution.
Yes.
They were being taught evolution, and this is all caught on video. Everything's quiet. The teacher's teaching evolution. And
nothing about race even discussed. Like, nothing, no words of race said, and then this lady goes off.
Right, and her name is Jonantha Carr, if I'm pronouncing it right. J-O-N-A-T-H-A. Jonantha, something like that, Carr. All of a sudden, she just gets up, how does evolution kill black people? And then she starts screaming that she's going to kill all her white classmates about...
She starts in at the teacher. She's like, I'll fucking kill you. And, like, he was taken aback. Like, when she said this, he was like, what? It doesn't. And he was just like, where is this coming from? And it evolved from there. And then she just goes psycho hose beast and is like, she did like kind of a, I guess to describe it visually, doing a reverse face palm on one of her classmates, this white girl. And she was like, you. And like, so she like slapped her in the face, like how you would face palm yourself, but she did it. So she pushed the girl's head. And, you know, props to the girl. She just kind of sat there kind of.
I think she was in shock. I think she was, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah. Well, the same would have happened to me. Like, I mean, regardless of race or whatever, if somebody was just going off on a psychotic rant and they did that, it's kind of like fight or flight. Like, you know, Randy laid there like a slug. It was his only defense. Like, you just kind of, if I move, this bitch going to fly over the table and try and kill me? It's just one of those.
Well, and then she started screaming, and I quote, I will kill the fuck out of you. And she started threatening the whole class, and she specifically went up to every white person in this class and said that she would kill them because they don't like black people. By the way, I highly doubt, even if there was even underlying racism, you know, outside of this class, that any of these people are Klan members or neo-Nazis. They just seemed like middle class white students, and this black chick just freaks the fuck out on them. And it just, my whole point of these stories is, Jillian, what is going on in our country?
And like, let me just add, because obviously you guys can't see the video. This wasn't a situation of like an all white class and one black student. Like there were black students in, you know, the background being like, what the fuck?
Yeah, even the other black students were like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, this wasn't a situation of like, yeah, racism, go against it. It was literally a situation of, you know, she was just going psychotic. It took the principal or some other teacher came in. He's like, you need to leave now. And she had to be restrained. And like the two teachers,
she was threatening him too. Yeah. And she was threatening them that she was going to kill them. And what it comes down to is, Jillian, when did our country turn into Thunderdome, where when something goes wrong and you have some kind of beef, it's two men enter, one man leaves? When did we become this?
I don't know, but like the thing you were talking with the fast food and stuff, it's just insane. Like nobody's taking, excuse me, and this may be going off subject, but nobody's taking personal responsibility. When you were bringing up all the stuff about fast food, it just kind of reminded me of the whole suing Oreo because the dude got fat off of Oreos, or suing McDonald's because their teenager got fat. And it's like, what are you doing? That's like saying, you know, I don't even know how to compare that to, but that's like saying, suing a skateboard company because you jumped off the roof and tried to land on the ground and you broke your spine. It's just, you know, it's there. It doesn't mean you have to do it. I'm not saying that, you know, no one should eat fast food and you're, you know, getting what you're coming to. But at the same time, you know the repercussions of your actions. And these people just going psychotic off of like the most minor things. Like how many times have I, you know, ordered food and then they forgot my sweet and sour sauce, or they didn't give me a straw, or they forgot soda that they delivered. I'm just kind of like, oh,
Jillian,
I forgot my
from
soda.
Joe, from
Am
Joe
I even,
Pesci?
Hold on.
No, as Joe Pesci says,
first
they
fuck
you at
the
drive-thru. Yeah. Yes.
What happens, you know, like we order, you know, the sandwich shop all the time. You know, a lot of times you order the packets. They don't give you the packets. They've forgotten the soda. And it's just kind of like a, oh, geez, they did it again. I don't even call the place and I'm like, hey, you forgot my Diet Coke, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, whatever. It's like $2. I don't give a fuck. I'll drink something here. So it's one of those, you know, you're going to have inconveniences. No one is perfect. You know, stores and Christmas, like people just, they lose their patience. People are going batshit crazy and I don't know why. I worked retail for many years among other jobs, and I did customer service at Circuit City. And I remember, you know, of course, working the day after Christmas is like, you know, the second most busiest next to Black Friday. And so you had people, which of course is the biggest return day of the year because everybody's gotten their Christmas presents, they're making changes or returns or what have you. And so you would have this huge line at the customer service desk and people were just really bitchy. And it's like, yeah, I don't like waiting in lines either. What do? I wait 3 days to return something then. You don't do that. And you had people like, you know, in the back like, I'm just here to return something. And it's just like, I'm sorry, you're going to have to wait. Every single person in front of you is here for the exact same thing.
Right.
And you get these people. I mean, hell, game systems come out. People are running down people. There were shootings in New York for when the PS3 came out.
I remember
somebody took a gun and fucking shot somebody over a PS3. It's like just culture is just, I'm sorry, my brain is going to explode. Like, I'm having the equivalent of my Bay Rage right now. Like, it's just,
Jillian, okay. Let's look at the psychology of this whole thing. Mm. Now, you have to wonder, are these people that flip out like this, is this something that would have happened regardless? Like, they were just, one more thing going wrong today is going to make me flip out. You know, you get a free toothpaste sample in the mail, and it's peppermint instead of cherry, so that's what makes you snap? Or is it, I really fucking want some chicken McNuggets, and if you don't give them to me, I'm going to snap. Is it just the psychology of we're all under so much pressure in our daily lives nowadays that we're going to snap at some point? Or do you think it's the specific, we're just sick of a place like McDonald's fucking our order up every single time we go there?
See, I don't think so because, you know, I've gone through a lot of things with food. And even in restaurants, you know, it's, you wait a long time. I've been, you know, back when I used to go to Denny's, I kind of stopped that. You would see the waitresses talking and your food is sitting right on there on the counter and they're just jibber jabbering and you're like, I'm gonna get my food, please. And I'm one of those people even if something's not right on the plate, like, I'll just be like, no, it's okay. And the person I'm with is like, no, just tell them. I'm like, no, this is fine.
Yeah, see, I'd be the one telling you. I'd be the one telling you that, no, they didn't do what I ordered. I'm not going to pay for the wrong food.
And that's the thing, too, though, is a lot of people shoot the messenger in today's society. You get...
Oh, no, I'm always nice to the waitress.
If your food is... Well, sometimes it is the waitress's fault, though. If they're sitting there talking shit with their friend and your food's sitting there or they're not checking on you and, you know, you can tell when somebody's busy and has forgotten your soda or when they're just, you know, sitting there talking to their friend. So there's that difference. Do I still get mad? No. Are you going to get as good as a tip? Probably not. But there's those situations where a lot of people go off on waitresses, and I've seen it when I've been dining, and I've seen how people go off. And, you know, the waitress is nice as nice can be. I'm really sorry. There's a delay in the kitchen. I will get you, you know, as soon as possible. Is there anything else I can get you? And these certain people are just going off on the waitress. It's like, you do because the waitress cook your food. It comes from the kitchen. Please do not go off on this poor person who probably has people go off on her or him every fucking day for stupid reasons. And so you've got situations like with fast food, obviously the, you know, caliber of service is not going to be as great. I'm one of those people where, you know, I understand you've got a shit job. You're being paid shit wages. At the same time, though, acknowledge me. You know, I'm standing at the counter and you are just standing there doing whatever, and I'll still be nice to you. I'm one of those people that it takes a long time before I'm like, hey.
Yeah, you haven't told me to fuck off yet.
Where, you know, like, not saying thank you, not saying hello. Just, I have had a situation where I, you know, went into the place, ordered something. It was, hey, what can I get you? And I say my thing, beep, beep, beep. They don't even say how much because people pay with cards and they don't even assume. And then I'm like, how much is it? Because I was paying cash that day. And just really like mundane, like this person was broken or they just didn't give a shit. And then, you know, I did the thing, not a thank you. It's like, hey, you have a nice day. And I just like kind of went, it's just kind of like kill them with kindness type thing. And working in customer service, maybe I'm a little more critical, but it's not like I don't expect you to act like you're serving me at Red Lobster or Olive Garden, but you know, we are human beings, and that is going to be another thing because you, as a server, are going to catch that person on an off day. And if you are being very rude, they will be about the same level or worse like these batshit crazy people. Not that I'm saying that's an excuse for anything. I'm just kind of giving that as an example of how people today, it's just, you know, service has gone down on both sides. And so people just don't know how to fucking be nice to each other. Many times as I've gotten food, they've, you know, forgotten sauces, forgotten things, given the wrong things. And you just fucking adapt to it. I mean, pull to the side, check your bag, make sure you have your fries, make sure you have what you ordered. If not, go inside. They'll be really cool to you most times. And it's one of those things too. If you go in there and dick, you're like, I ordered a 10-piece chicken nugget and you gave me a 5-piece or whatever, you're probably not going to be received very
right.
If you go in there and you're nice about it, chances are you're going to get a free something.
That's what the next thing I was going to get to is when you attack the employee because they didn't give you a cheeseburger or nuggets or something, what outcome are you really expecting other than the police getting involved? Is getting a cheeseburger important enough to spend 3 days in jail, look at 6 months in jail, and have thousands of dollars in fines? Is that worth it?
I could tell horrible service stories all day. Like, I mean, I've been up and down the job market. I mean, I didn't actually work in food service per se. I worked at a buffet, and they had promoted me up to public relations. And this was really frustrating because they kind of wouldn't let me do my job. I'd be like, hey, I got this lined up and this and this and this. And they'd be like, no, okay, we don't have to do that. And it was one of those, why am I here? So they would put me on the lines and I was getting kind of paid more because my main job was public relations, but it was just kind of ridiculous. So I've done the sides of, you know, replacing the trays, and I did the sides of, like, you know, table waiting. And I would like to say this, those of you who go to buffets, especially Chinese buffets, things like that, yes, they are not normal waitresses. But at the same time, they take your plates. They actually, in most areas, get paid slightly less than the regular people working there because they assume you're going to leave tips. The company assumes you're going to leave tips. So those of you who go to buffets and be like, no, it's not a real restaurant, I don't have to leave a tip. Just so you know, majority of places, they are getting paid less, and they do expect you to tip, or the company anyways, expects you to tip at least a couple bucks. I would have huge tables to where they were slid together with like the big group of 20 plus people. You've got five kids there. The kids are making a mess on the table, upside down ice cream cones, which is a whole nother story about responsibility of the parents. It's like my mom would have smacked me across the face if I was like throwing food on a table and shit. So it's one of those things. These people are cleaning up. They're refreshing your drinks. They're taking your plates away from you. Yes, you're getting your own food, but at the same time, don't treat them like garbage. They're still people. They still have to like scrape your nasty ass food and bitten food into these little trash bins. It's not just here, I'm putting this on, you know, the side of the thing for the dishwashers to do. It's more involved than you may think. So just kind of think, and I know a lot of you are probably just, I realize, cause I mean, I overlooked it until I worked in that industry, and it was kind of like, yeah, there's a lot more to this than just, you know, getting your drinks and picking up the plate. It's kind of pretty nasty, and they do get paid less. So that's one thing. But at the same time, going back to, you know, the fast food issue, the majority of people, you know, they're not purposely fucking up your food. Number two, if they're out of something, not their fault. They're not lying to you. They're not saying, I'm going to tell this guy we're out of chicken nuggets. It's going to be hilarious. So you attacking somebody, seriously, dude, I don't understand. Like, people are just so irate. It's insane. Even working in, you know, electronic stores, we had people just going fucking ballistic. I, as a customer service worker, have had to call the cops on two different customers in two different instances. And I will never forget that, because it was like, really? Am I really? This is like the first time in my life I'm having to dial 911, and I'm, you know, 17 years old. It was insane because this guy just went ballistic. And honestly, I wish I could remember exactly what it was about. I think it was about something not being able to be returned, because it's one of those, you've got those policies and it's only after certain days and then you have to contact the company, which as a consumer, I agree is very frustrating. However, attacking the 17-year-old girl behind the counter will not resolve your issue. Just saying.
But what it really comes down to is it really worth it? I mean, we all get frustrated. Let's leave out the evolution, I'll kill the fuck out of you woman, because she doesn't really fit what I'm talking about right here. Is it really worth
social?
Well, because, yeah. Like I said, our country's turning into fucking Thunderdome, Jay. Mm-hmm. And I don't like this. I don't like having to worry that just walking down to the gas station, I'm going to run into some fucker that's flipping out because gas is $4 a gallon and start shooting everyone in the place. I don't like living in a country of fear.
And unfortunately, it's just going to get worse as time goes on. Nobody's doing anything about it. Everybody is just more stressed.
Mad Max should not have been a documentary. So, all right. Even though you're back, we got to end the show. Where can people find JZJ?
I am on Twitter as Mrs. JZ Jones, on Facebook as Jillian Zarowski Jones, and I can be seen on my husband's site, thecinemasnob.com, in our reviews and shows and skits and things.
You can find me at 1201beyond.com, 1201beyond@gmail.com, and my weekly column, Sanity is Razor Thin, at geekjuicemedia.com. Say goodnight, Jillian.
Goodnight, Jillian. Ugh.